Unit 12. How the Stock Market Works.
Reports on stocks and the stock market fill the daily economic news. But what do these terms mean? A stock is one share of ownership in a special type of company called a corporation. Corporations have a legal existence independent of the people who run them, and they can sell ownership shares to investors. These investors become stockholders or shareholders in the corporation. The stock market represents the collective buying and selling of corporations' shares carried out by investors. Today, some of this trading is done online, but investors also meet in buildings to trade. Most corporations, like Google, Disney, and McDonald's, make stocks available in the stock market. They do this to raise money to expand and improve their business. Selling stock allows them to acquire funds without going into debt, as they would if they took out a bank loan. There are potential benefits for buyers of stock as well. As partial owners of the business, they share in any profits. This can happen in different ways. The corporation may pay each stockholder a yearly share of its earnings, known as a dividend. Or it might put all its profits into growing the business. While its shareholders will not earn dividends, in theory, the corporation's growth will cause its stock value to rise. Then, if shareholders sell their stocks, they will get more money for them than they paid. Investors must be wary of stocks, however, for their prices can go down as easily as they can go up. If the corporation performs poorly, its stock value will drop. Not only will shareholders receive no profits, but they will lose money when selling their low-priced shares. Stocks are best seen as a long-term investment. There are no guarantees, but most investors who keep money in stocks for 15 years or more come out ahead. In the short term, stock prices rise and fall according to corporate performance and the trends of the market. When the stock market is increasing in overall value, it is called a bull market. Similarly, investors who believe stocks will rise and invest aggressively are described as bullish, since bulls are known for charging ahead. Their opposites in economic terms are bears, who are more cautious and slow-moving. A bear market loses value, just as a bearish investor has doubts about the market and invests carefully or even sells off shares.